Thank you, folks.
Well, thank you, W.B. McKinney of Stark and Bill McRae on the guitar for that selection of tunes. Let's give them one more round of applause here. A Florida fiddler. Well, you know, there's a lot of good things happening this afternoon all around the Florida Folk Festival. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but on the first page of your schedule of events here, if you haven't got a schedule, you can pick one up right over there where it says programs sold here. On the first page here, it talks about Stage 3, which is an area where we had a fiddle contest yesterday, and the puppet people are there and some other players all day long. But tonight at 6:30 on Stage 3, or adjacent to it, we're going to have a square dance put on by some of the folks from Tallahassee. They know how to put on a good dance out there in Tallahassee, so you might want to drop over there and get a little exercise. And the square dance starts, I think, around 6:30. It'll be presided over by Claude Stevens, caller from Tallahassee, and it'll feature the No-See-Ums Band, a good string band, and they'll be doing some square dances and contra dances. So if you like to dance, you might head for the Stage 3 right around 6:30. It's right underneath the bell tower up here. Just look around. You'll find it. Well, the next Florida entertainer we're going to have for you is one of Florida's up-and-coming songwriters. I've known this gentleman for about 5 or 6 years. I guess I met him here at White Springs. And he was a pretty feisty fella about 5, 6 years ago, but he's mellowed out some in the last couple of years. But fortunately, it hasn't appeared to damage his songwriting inspirations. He's still writing songs that really cut through a lot of the haze and strike to the heart of issues that are important to us here in Florida. And plus, they're a lot of fun besides. So he picks the guitar, he sings, he's got a powerful voice, he's a big fella, he's just a real strong personality. You might want to talk to him when you see him walking around and get a little bit of his unique outlook on life and the Florida scene. Anyway, if he's ready, I think we'd like to bring him up and let him sing a few songs for you. From the Tampa Bay area, this is Bobby Hicks with some Florida songs. Somebody said recently Bobby Hicks was on his way to becoming a legend here in Florida, but actually we decided he was more like a well-substantiated rumor.
Yeah, all the rest of y'all come on down here. It's not that hot out here, and it's not going to rain while I play music. Y'all hear me? If not, I'll stand out in front because I can probably sing louder than this PA will go. Lester Shirley was born back in 1891, over where the hammock meets the gulf. His daddy worked turpentine out in those Florida pines. Only meat found the table came from the scrub. When words he could barely speak, he was working Otter Creek. Oh, the fins and the feathers and the fur. They never had too much, but they always found enough. Never gave much thought to how rough times were. Cause it's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the load, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow there comes a brighter day. Jake Eastland was a man born in that Florida sand. Grew up to love Captiva and Flamingo Bay. They lived on railroad land, not that far from Boca Grande. The nearest school was 25 miles away. so he never learned to read. That was not something you need. Back in the days when the kings weighed 60 pounds. That's fish, by the way. Mike's daddy worked the Gulf, and they always found enough. Back before the tourists built the condo town. But it's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the load, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow there comes a brighter day. It was one September day on the shores of old Tampa Bay. Dorothy Hicks gave birth to her youngest child. And he swam with the manatees, and I climbed the giant trees. I grew to write about it all, the imagination wild. Well, life took me far and wide. I did not care for the other side. Somehow I crawled on back to where my roots were grown. And as I watched my baby play on the shores of old Tampa Bay, I thank the Lord that Florida is my home. 'Cause it's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the low, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow there comes a brighter day. It's never been a secret that Florida is my home. Like I said before, I was born on Tampa Bay. Somewhere the inspirations came to write these Florida songs before Bob Martinez gives the whole damn state away. Hey, folks, a crook mayor doesn't make a good governor. I guess I'm a little bit of everything. I've seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. Hey, Dash. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak tree. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight. I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth, in old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West cone, drinking hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloski, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields at Augusta he fought. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill out of the Coochie, now the Spanish has a cypress they saw. I'm Apalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and I'm Will McLean. I'm forest green, and I'm golden shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Lack's brother's herds. Or a canoe trip down the Mayaca, where the gator's still left undisturbed. Brain coral's still alive out in old Tampa Bay, in a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, in Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, if you were there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Better hurry. So take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. All of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm an Indian. I'm forest, and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roll. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Yeah, I'd like to remind y'all, tomorrow isn't the actual day marked on your calendar, but tomorrow is the holiday we all take to honor Memorial Day, which honors our veterans. And that honors veterans that, like the gold ring in my ear shows, went around the world to protect our borders and other people's borders around the world, and the veterans that, like the cross shows, didn't come back home, just like the ones we lost last week. And so remember your veterans tomorrow, folks, because if our daddies were pacifists, I'd be up here singing in Japanese. Y'all think about it. I'm not a hawk, but if I'm a dove, I don't want to be eaten either. Back when I was about 11 years old, it took about an hour to ride from my grandmother's house on down around Bayshore, down to Hooker's Point, where the shrimp boats used to tie up. I used to haul stuff on the boats, haul stuff off the boats, clean up the boats, do whatever they wanted. They'd give me $3-4 in cash and all the shrimp my bicycle basket would carry. I'd go on home with it. My brother would take the money. My mother would take the shrimp. The only thing I was left with were the memories of the people I met and the ability to speak fast. So here's a song about one of them. This is called Zachariah Creech. Was an old Gulf shrimper. And for all you ethno-folk musicologists out there that always have to interpret everything everybody says, the man's name was Zachariah Creech, okay? He was old. He trawled the Gulf of Mexico. So when I say Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper, that means Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Thank you. Zachariah Creech wasn't just another shrimper. Doctors boated Cedar Key. Few things about him made him little different than those other sons of the sea. He trawled the Gulf since he was 10 years old from Tortuga to Tampico. And done some time back in 29 for hauling whiskey out of Port St. Joe. Yeah, he looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face in line. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father, Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. I used to see him at the docks in Crystal River, the bars down in Tarpon Springs. Drank Canadian mist neath the moon of silver. At night sometimes he'd sing. He sang of the days when the money came easy, it had a family and a home. Well, then he sang of a hurricane that came, left old Zach alone. He carried the loss up on his shoulder, an old storm back in 33. Now he drowns the sorrow in the whiskey, the sun and the wind and the sea. He reminisced about days on Tampa Bay, back when the shrimper still had respect. He said a man of the sea was somebody then, you could judge him by the way he run a net. It's a dying art, he used to tell me, one nobody wants to learn it all anymore. For nowadays it's all electronic, they used to rape the ocean's floor. He said, I only trawled enough to make a living, but now they're making 3 trips to Moana. They're taking a lot more than the water is giving. Won't be nothing left at all when they're done. He handed me down his old guitar. He gave the bottle another pull. Said, all I need are the sun and the stars, and every once in a while my belly to be full. Besides, I'm wood, man, and call an old man. I've lived more than I got left. So write a song for me and the sons of the sea, so those who care will not forget. He said, write about the old Gulf fisherman, how he held out as long as he could. Those of us that fish by instinct and build our boats out of wood.
I'm glad Mary Ann's here today, because she always liked this song. And you know, she hadn't been in the places where I do the entire song, so I'm going to do the entire song today. It was a cold day in February. Booty Singleton called me on the telephone. Said the Dixie lady's morted and cloaked. The old man's barely hanging on. Well, the trawlers thought I was crazy. The old spongers thought I was queer. By the way I touched that old man's face and held his head so near. Thought about the good times. Made me smile though I was sad. Zachariah Creech was the closest thing I've ever known to a dad. He said living's pretty rough when your living's in the Gulf and fishing buys your groceries. Banks have never understood how when the fishing's no good, you still got a family to feed. You can load up your boat, you can roll up the coals, trying to fill your hooks or your nets. Second guess storms down south where water's warm, you can batten it down and give it your best. Keep in mind the Honduras ain't no place for a tourist. No telling what you're gonna find. The shrimp you're trawling ain't the only thing they're hauling, and it's best your own business to mind. So I sat down with my fountain pen. I tried to capture his life in my lines about a man of the sea, born in Steinhatchee. He died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, different sea from a different time. You know, Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimp. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Thank you all very much. Oh, they said I can stay out here. Y'all have to keep clapping. They won't let me stay out here. How many people here from Hamilton County? Well, if I upset your employer any with this next song, I'm sorry as hell, folks. But y'all ought to come down to Hillsborough County and see what Agrico and all and W.R. Grace and all them did our river down there. And y'all might not want to work too much more for these people. Ann Thomas asked me several years ago to write a song about the Suwannee River, so I wrote the song about the Suwannee River called "The Suwannee Flows Deep in My Heart," and we might as well play that for y'all. Up in the Georgia pines, where the waters first flow, down through White Springs, a place all of us know, then it's on across Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. The Suwannee flows deep in my heart. Her natural beauty always have seemed to be such a treasure of this wondrous stream. As she wanders through legends, songs, poems, and dreams, how the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. So maybe some snapshots that'll start them into grieving for the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. God bless Cousin Thelma as she remembers back when a sweeter, cleaner water still flowed round this bend. To some, just a river, but to us, an old friend is a Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. Will McLean sings about Florida sand, Don Grooms and James Billy about the Indian man, while me and White and Markle, we're still trying to make a stand for the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. But what have we left for our sons and our daughters? You can take lots of pictures, but don't water. Occidental calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. How I wish I could turn the clocks back to before industrial parks with their factory stacks, before you mine your damn phosphates and the waters turn black, the Swanee blows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. So maybe some snapshots that'll start them into grieving for the Swanee that blows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter. Of the Swanee that flows deep in my heart.
Thank you all very much. See you next year. Boy, extended stage time! Woo! Hot now. Well, we can do all kind of stuff. If y'all look over there, you see there's always getting fatter every day Indian over there, Chief James Billy. Last night he was playing bass. That's why I don't have him up on stage with me. Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, was Grayton Jackson. He's a Florida backwoods man. Like three daddies come before him, makes his living off the land. Mind his own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. I was cruising old Highway 90 in the heat of a July day. I seen an old Jimmy broken down just east of Bonifay. I offered the driver up a ride. He answered with a smile. It's a long way to Miller Crossroads, but I'll make it worth your while. I said I was on vacation, just out to clear my mind. I'd have left my watch in Tampa. I wasn't pressed at all the time. I said Tampa's a long, long way from here. I've never been south of Perry. Stop and take a sip from a pocket flask to carry. Then he offered me that bottle, saying this here ain't store-bought, but it's good for what ails you, from arthritis to whooping cough. So being the fool that I am, well, I take some big old sip, then turn so as not to burn him with the flames coming from my lips. Singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cold my living's in wood. Ain't got much crime or violence, and we never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. Yeah, we're talking about moonshine, folks. I'm not talking about any ambient starlight. Lance Lazenby calls it autumn leaves. He claims that you drink it, you turn colors and fall. He said, that's Jackson whiskey. We've been making it 100 years. I was trying hard to hear him through the buzzing in my ears. He said, you got to learn to sip it, son, or it set you right on fire. I figure it's about 190 proof, and it just don't get much higher. By now, I was breathing normal again. In fact, I was feeling fine. First time my sinuses had been clear since 1969. He started looking around my van. He noticed my guitar case. Said you have to do us a tune when we get out to my place. Said life gets pretty busy with a wife and 7 kids, but I never had to look back twice on anything I did. If my family's needing something, or I'm liking a little cash, I just runs off in the pines and I runs with a sour mash. Singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, call my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, and we never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. That crossroads more just a place on the map than it was any kind of a town. I might as well have been blindfolded for all the roads he led me down. Well, we finally came to Grayton's place out in the old pine woods. I realized that in 100 years the Jacksons had done good. As if he could read my mind, he said I'd better explain. We got a lot of money when they needed our land for the train. But Daddy never let it change him claims. A man needs to work for a living. Who could want anything more than what this land's been given? So we put the money on back, in case kids ever want to get away. Good enough for my dad is good enough for me, so I just reckon I'll stay singing. Sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. That takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the wood. Ain't got much crime or violence, and we never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines, mason jars and gallon jugs. I stayed with them almost a week, by then I could understand why a man with $1 million still scratch a living from the land. He had 7 kids that loved him, his wife's at the table well. I tell you, if it got any better than this, then God would have kept it for himself. Singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. That takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the wood. Ain't got much crime or violence, and we never had no drugs. But the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, with great Jackson, he's a Florida backwoods man. Like three daddies come before him, makes his living off the land. Minds his own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. Thank you.
Okay. That's finally it. Goodbye. See y'all next year. 5:30 to 6 o'clock at the Azalea Garden, folks.
Thank you, Bobby. Bobby Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. A quiet and unassuming fella as you'll ever want to meet. Well, the next character we have about to step out on stage is a good friend of mine. He's been living down in Miami for a long time, and he's been visiting up in Chicago for the last little while, but we're going to bring him on now, and I want you to make him welcome. He's a virtuoso on several different instruments. Today he's going to play a little hammer dulcimer for you and maybe a couple of musical saw tunes if you're lucky. He's going to start out on banjo, and this is my buddy L.J. Slavin. L.J., take it away.
Hello there. I like these nice, cool fall days, don't you? This is why I come down south all the time. A little more monitor, please. Well, it's not often I'm here, just once a year at Stephen Foster Center. So I take advantage of the Stephen Foster tunes that I know. And here's a real pretty one for you. Shines bright. I'm my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer and the folks are all gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows are in bloom and the birds making music all day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times, they come knocking at the door. My old Kentucky home, good night. Weep no more, my ladies. Weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home far away. They'll hunt no more for the possum and the coon, or the meadows, the hills, and the shores. They'll sing no more by the glimmer of the moon on the bench by that old cabin door. The day rolls by like a shadow o'er the heart. all darkness where once was light. The time has come for the old folks to part my own Kentucky home good night. Weep no more, my ladies, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, my old Kentucky home far away. Tote the weary load, no matter